From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A plan announced by President Obama today to open areas of the East Coast and the Gulf of Mexico to offshore oil exploration got decidedly mixed responses from his fellow Democrats. NPR's David Wellner has more from the Capitol.
President Obama unveiled his new drilling policy in the midst of a congressional recess. Still, it divided Democrats. New Jersey Senator Frank Lautenberg, whose state is north of offshore areas being opened, warned that, quote, giving big oil more access to our nation's waters is really a kill baby kill policy. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin told CNN he too opposed expanded offshore drilling.
I think there's just too high of a risk when you talk about the impact it could have on the beaches of Maryland and on the Chesapeake Bay.
But House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, who's also from Maryland, praised the president's green light for more offshore oil exploration. So did both of Virginia's Democratic senators, Mark Warner and Jim Webb. They said they would seek revenue sharing for their state from the first area being opened up for exploration. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Federal judge in California has ruled the Bush administration's now defunct warrantless wiretapping program was indeed illegal. NPR's Martin Costi reports.
When it was revealed 4 years ago that the government was tapping domestic phones without the usual national security warrants, dozens of lawsuits were filed. But only one, filed by the lawyers of a Muslim charity called Al Haramain, survived long enough to reach an actual ruling on the merits.
We won.
John Eisenberg is the plaintiff's lawyer. He says federal court Judge Vaughn Walker's decision is unambiguous.
The judge has said two things. One, the plaintiffs in this case were subjected to warrantless electronic surveillance. Two, it was illegal.
Congress had created a system to allow spy agencies to get special warrants from a secret court. And with this ruling, Judge Walker says the Bush administration should have used that system. Lawyers for the Obama administration have not yet decided whether to appeal. Martin Costi, NPR News.
The flooding in Rhode Island is being described as unprecedented by officials there who say that rising river levels have left portions of the state underwater. They may not recede for days. According to the head of the state's Emergency Management Agency, it may be Saturday before the Patuxent River goes back below its banks. Stacey Marcure lives in West Warwick.
It's underwater. I've got two vehicles underwater. I've got a basement that when, by the time he left, it was only had one step to go before it was going to start flowing into my kitchen and living room and entire first floor.
A stretch of busy I-95, the major northeast highway linking Boston and New York, was shut down due to high water and could remain closed through tomorrow. Any optimism over the administration's announcement about opening some areas to offshore drilling was tempered today by weak private sector jobs numbers. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 50 points. The Nasdaq was down 12 points today. This is NPR. Not guilty pleas were entered today on behalf of 8 of the 9 Christian militia members taken into custody and indicted in connection with what prosecutors say was a plot to kill police officers. The 8 were arraigned today in U.S. District Court in Detroit, with proceedings delayed for a time while a lawyer for the group's alleged ringleader made the trip to court from Miami. The individuals, who contend to be members of a group called the Hooterie Militia, were arrested in a series of raids in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio. It's alleged the group wanted to kill a police officer, then attack the funeral proceedings with bombs in hopes of sparking a conflict with the government. Texas Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson has announced she will serve out her term in the U.S. Senate and reverse her plans to resign her seat. Texas Public Radio's Terry Gilday reports from San Antonio.
Hutchinson recently ran for the GOP gubernatorial nomination and lost to incumbent Rick Perry. During her campaign for governor, the senior senator from Texas vowed she would resign her seat to focus on that race, but she never did. After her defeat, rumors swirled that she would still resign, but in San Antonio, she announced she will serve out the final 2 years in her third Senate term.
My experience will be better used fighting this effort of the President and Congress to do so much that is really taking away the essence of America, in my opinion. So for the long term, for my children, I think it is better that I stay and serve out my term.
She was joined by Texas Senator John Cornyn and Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. For NPR News, I'm Terry Gilday in San Antonio.
Crude oil futures prices moved higher. The near-month contract for benchmark crude was up $1.39 a barrel to close at $83.76 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.